Say we're talking communication, and is it resistance to choose that maybe that conversation doesn't even need to happen?
Well,
or are you...
Okay, so here's how you find out. If you choose to just not have the conversation, do you feel whole and empowered afterwards? I mean, your body, your chemistry, your emotional self will let you know. If you choose not to have the conversation and your mind doesn't chitter-chatter at you indefinitely, you've made a good choice. That's no attachment to the outcome. But if your mind, you know, torments you about it, it means you still have attachment to the outcome not having it. Does that make sense?
It does. I can just see where I'm... It's bouncing back and forth. I can't hold on to it. When you feel clean, like, okay, I choose not to do this, and there's no angst, there's no tension, there's no, you know, but I really should, I really want to get my point about this. When you don't have that, but
yeah.
That's being attached to the outcome?
No, that's being, what is it I want to accomplish, and does this conversation add to that? You know, if you have crystal clarity of who you want to be in the world and your own experience, how you want to show up with people, it's real simple to know what conversations to avoid or to have. And it's a really good thing. You know, I always teach whatever relationship, whether it's business, dog, cat, friend, colleague, parent, child, know what your agenda is. What do you want to accomplish? My kids, my ultimate goal was that they have great self-esteem. So in my design of who I want to be as a mother, that means I would be the mom who would let them know how I feel, honor me, be respectful of me, but also be able to have the conversation with me that, yeah, they're defensive and triggered too by my tone. But if that wasn't my agenda with them, then it would be a whole different conversation. And so...
I guess the confusion is having an agenda and desiring a result, and then, but not
but
being
attached... But you're
separating
the two.
But not being attached to the outcome.
Those are like different things.
Okay.
But isn't a result and an outcome the same thing?
The difference is the attachment to the outcome that they can co-create with you. I'm only attached to the outcome that I have with myself. You know, I'm talking about boys. I have no control how they receive or process things. None. I have no control over how they would take the conversation or how they would react to it. I only have control over how I show up and what I take from it. Like you heard me say, right? It's about my tone. I'm not going to teach an 18-year-old to not be defensive. And so if I didn't want to play at a level of expansion, I would just hold them, forget it. I'm the mom. I get to have tone, and you need to change your behavior. But that's not my agenda. My agenda is always that I could personally expand to even more presence. And the reason they're so sensitive to tone is usually I don't use it.
Yeah.
Usually I'm really very present. But if you give me hot flashes, get me really tired, and have my baby move out to college, and, you know, we just visited my parents yesterday, they're getting older. They're going to be leaving too. So if you pile it all on me, guess what? Lots of tone showing up. I have not practiced my authentic self at this level of stress. But I'm always clear on my agenda, as if I like myself at the end of the day.
That's a good one to have.
So I'll give it to you in a way that might help you more. So my agenda here is to show up and respond to whoever's here in the group. And boy, this Thursday night thing is giving me lots of practice. And I will say it did cross my ego mind that, wow, there's not many people here the day I have a family. You know, usually we have a lot more people. So that crosses my mind. And then I tell myself, but what's my agenda here? Only to show up as long as I'm called to serve this way. To show up and be curious. And do you know how many times people from Thursday nights will misquote me?
Oh, yeah.
All the time. I don't have any control over that. So if I was attached to everybody understanding me perfectly, I would never leave home. And then it wouldn't be safe there either with the boys. So I can't have attachment to who shows up, to how people respond, to what people ask, to whether they receive a transformation, a healing, a shift, whether they like me or don't like me. How many times do people get up and leave and they never come back? Mm. Or people have been in the chair and they have a miraculous result in front of everybody and you never see them again. Mm. I can't have attachment to their realities. I only have attachment to how I consistently show up. Mm-hmm. Does that give you a better example?
Yeah, and
that's
it's
good.
Yeah.
So if it's in business, then you have to be crystal clear. What is it I want to know about me in this business relationship or in this business project or in this colleague relationship or in this boss-employee relationship or in this boss-employee, you know, whatever it is, you need to be really clear. What is it I want to walk away feeling good about myself with, and how do I show up and accomplish that? Because you have zero control over the other people. None.
Well, that's where the real wins are, is not only to get that clarity, but then when you're in the thick of it, to remember that and maintain that.
And that's where our dreaded word comes in.
Practice.
Not the P word.
It's the P word. And sometimes you're blessed and you have people who will help you practice, like the kids. I told them, I need a code word. It is not going to happen if you don't help me with a code word. So our word is, do you need a Snickers?
Oh, that's so funny.
And they said, are you sure, Mom, that won't, you know, flip you out? I'm like, no, I need help. I'm not even aware when I'm doing it.
Okay, so, and this is a little deeper. When you get to that moment, you yourself may have to say, I need a Snickers, to be present in the moment. When you sense there's about to be a conflict, or you sense that you are about to go where you don't want to go, physically, emotionally, energetically, what is a practice that you use to pull yourself back into the, I'm there, and I'm going to use a tone?
It looks just like this.
That's what I have.
You do.
And if I'm somewhere where that would be perceived as rude,
right.
It looks more like this.
I know.
And I will honestly tell you that I spent 2 years mantraing, it is not my business, it is not my business, that is not my job, that is not my job, that is not my job, that is not my job. I mean, I just had to sing it all day in my head. That is not my job. It is not my job to tell them they're being a jerk. That is not my job. That is not my job to fix them, encourage them, support them, advise them. That is not my job until they ask me.
Because wanting to do that is your ego. Wanting to, you're a jerk, and what you said was silly.
Well, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't make me feel good.
Right. And then you feel silly because you did it.
No, then I feel self-righteous and do more of it. Yeah, it's your ego feeding the beast. But again, you know, when you think of it that way, from then that's the ego, you're looking to find fault with it. And that's where we get stuck. Don't find fault with any of it, guys. This is evolution. This is the effort it takes. But here's the thing. Once you start getting results in the presence, you know, and what my kids are encouraging me to, I don't need tone to get what I want. I really don't. If I can remain conscious and powerfully clear on everything, it all manifests smoothly. And now I'm really playing at a fun level because I'm very sleep deprived. And I've never gotten to play at that level.
So Jen and I learned a new saying this week. When we don't want to get in someone else's business. Someone said, it's not my circus and they're not my monkeys. So every time we wanted to get in someone else's business, we must have said that 100 times this week. It's not my circus and they're not my monkeys.
There you go. And it is it is difficult not to be in other people's business.
Oh my goodness.
But the funny thing is, the minute you don't need the approval, the minute you don't need the validation, the minute you don't need the agreement, it will show up abundantly all around you. But the spiritual agreement is, from any person who's on your journey of growth, if you believe you need it from them, it is their spiritual contract to withhold it from you.
And it's not somewhat, not only other people's business, but God's business. Like, I had 2 or 3 days earlier this week where I was extremely angry because everything seemed to be breaking down. Sit my laptop and, you know, this and that, washer, dryer. Parking meter's broken, so I have to call them so I can pay and make sure I don't get a ticket.
And I always say, you have zero control over the circumstance, but you do get to pick how you show up in it.